It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams. I'm CEO and founder of Cosplayer Nation. We did a documentary all about cosplaying across America from Maine to Seattle to Hawaii to Puerto Rico. We've won 3 awards. We're practically compass to the cosplay community, as well as we interviewed the guy who coined the phrase cosplay from the 80s, Tokunishi Takahashi.
All right, welcome into an emergency madness here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We got, sometimes, you know.
I don't think you play the long version of that enough.
I really don't.
I think I could listen to that.
Practically compass to the... Which we've discussed on the Dork Podcast for years. We don't even know what that means.
I'm
practically compass.
I'm unclear, yeah.
There's no actual, like, definition of that. No, I have no idea what he's saying with that.
They did talk in the 80s, the guy who coined the phrase cosplay.
Yeah.
We've won 3 awards. We're practically compass to the cosplay community, as well as...
We're practically compass to the cosplay community. There's no translation to that.
No.
We have no idea.
There's not. What do you mean to say? Accomplished?
That's not fair. Ken Laird's in the Twitch chat. He asked if that was Shime. That is not... That was not Shime. That's not fair to him.
Let me hear it one more time.
That was Joshua Adams.
Are we sure?
Or who that was. You think this is
a pseudonym?
We've won 3 awards. We're practically compass to the cosplay community, as well as we interviewed the guy who coined the phrase cosplay from the 80s.
From the 80s.
Tokunishi Takahashi.
Chris Bosch.
All right, maybe it's closer than I thought.
Maybe, you know what? I was about to say, Keith, you're right. That's not Shine, but...
University of L. University of L. David Ortiz.
I was waiting for that one.
Yeah. Maybe it is.
You can catch all the ALCS. ALCS.
All right, maybe it's closer than I thought.
That might be Shime.
When you're Ken, right, you're right.
Ken Touche.
4 passes for 56.
There's so many of these. I got to fight.
Enjoying yourself, feeling the flow. I like to keep the energy up. Yeah, I had a lot more fun than I expected to.
All right, let's go. Have you ever been to LaGuardia Airport, Joe?
LaGuardia Airport,
they say
yes,
it's
I have.
The Cadillac of airports.
I have. Apparently, it's picked up quite a bit. It's gotten quite nice.
It's gotten real nice.
They've done a lot of work there.
Oh, they've cleaned it up.
Because it was a dump when I've flown through there before, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't love it before, but let's find out what's going on now.
LaGuardia Airport's newly minted reputation as one of the best in the country took a hit earlier this week when this happened.
What happened, Jones, the... Sparkling new LaGuardia to take a little bit of a hit. Now, reputation's taking a hit.
Knowing it's Kiefer Madness, there's a few options. It could be some sort of critter running wild, but I'm going to guess...
A critter running wild, all right.
Something related to their restrooms. Something restroom related.
Feces related.
An exploding toilet, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good guess.
Yeah.
LaGuardia Airport's newly minted reputation as one of the best in the country took a hit earlier this week when this happened.
This is a TikTok video. People screaming, looking up to see a critter.
Yes,
it is
Liz,
a critter.
That was a raccoon falling from the ceiling.
That's right, Liz.
That's right, Liz.
Raccoon falling.
Your eyes
from
are
the
still
ceiling.
Working, you old bag.
That's right. Trash panda coming down from the sky. Yeah, you're just sitting there waiting for your flight, which is probably delayed.
Yeah.
And over, it's like kind of what we have in this room here with the, like the panels in the ceiling.
Oh wow! And they went all out at LaGuardia.
Full drop ceiling in that place.
Wow, it's like the Taj Mahal apparently at LaGuardia. If it's like these things,
then here comes John McCain from Die Hard, propelling down a raccoon.
Maybe this will get answered in the news story. I've not heard this, but is it daylight? Is it at night? Is this a raccoon that's out during the day?
I think it was daytime.
Oh boy,
I believe it was daytime.
You don't want that.
Rabbit, you think?
Well,
maybe lost in there. He has no idea. He's lost track of time, right?
Plus, it's daylight savings time.
Yeah, he's like, I was supposed to be on the 10 a.m. to Vegas. I haven't You know, layover.
That's a good point. Yeah. Now you got me there.
Yes, Liz, that was a raccoon falling from the ceiling near a Spirit Airlines gate. This all happened Monday morning.
Like, don't get me started on the Spirit Airlines.
Yeah, it would be Spirit Airlines.
I would rather fly with a raccoon than the two manatees that were next to me on my trip from Vegas. I would much rather fly with a raccoon.
Yeah, no, you don't.
That would be, honestly,
you don't want to do any shaming, but they were manatees. No. They were human manatees.
Correct. We're on the radio. I'm painting the picture. Yeah, people need to know who I was referring to.
You want
to
give them a verbal, painted picture.
Two
so you can picture
it. came shuffling down the aisles. Both sat next to me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
Dribble, fat.
If I had a raccoon in my lap for the whole flight, Spirit Airlines, that might as well be first class on Spirit. Spirit is a tough ride.
Yeah.
If they want to sponsor the Kiefer Madness, I'm all ears for that. But the holy mackerel.
Yeah, sponsorship opportunities are available.
There's not many things I'm as passionate about as don't fly Spirit.
Again, since you're so good at painting a verbal picture or a mental image, rather, how big is this raccoon? Because they can get very chunky.
Yeah, this one wasn't like a thick raccoon.
Again, I don't want to shame.
Was he eating grapes?
Oh my God. Right? Don't get me down that rabbit hole again.
Yeah. That is. Billy said this. That is adorable. By the way, this is an adorable thing to watch.
They got these little mitts, right? Yeah. And they can just
they're very protective of them. If you reach for those,
don't reach for them. Those are their grapes. Yeah, you reach for their grapes. They can like put their arms around them.
Okay. Yeah, like they don't bite or anything.
That's what I was going to say. Not going to like lose a digit.
No.
Okay, good.
They cover them with their little hands.
Oh yeah, I forgot we did that raccoon story. We talked about the guy that was feeding them hot dogs, and then there was 1,000 of them. They're like, "Hey, you any more of them hot dogs?
Hey, old man, hot dogs."
They can run from 7.7 pounds as an adult all the way up to 20.
Yeah. So where was it on the scale?
I think
closer
it was
to the 7?
It was probably like a 12-pounder.
Okay, right.
Just from the naked eye.
Right square in the middle.
I'd say it was a 12-pound raccoon.
It's a good 12, 13-pound raccoon.
Fallen from the ceiling at LaGuardia Airport.
Got it.
Yes, Liz, that was a raccoon falling from the ceiling near a Spirit Airlines gate. This all happened Monday morning, and I witnessed as the animal then ran around indoors before workers managed to shoo it outside.
Yeah, shoo it outside. Shoot it. Imagine if you're like in the airport, they shoot it. Like, what are we doing? How do you have it?
Raccoon running loose the Spirit Terminal. We're shooting at him.
No, they shoot it outside.
That was the best they could do.
They get him outside.
Just chasing him around the terminal until they got him near a door.
All right, big brains. What would you do with it?
How many ways in and out are there from a terminal? Not many.
Oh, tons.
You gotta run them all the way through the security line.
If you're the size of a raccoon, you have the climbing ability of a raccoon. I would say there's a lot of ways.
I think you catch him. That's what you get.
In what?
You don't shoot. There's luggage everywhere, Keith.
Oh, yeah.
Suitcases,
jump into this bag.
Bags. Yeah. You throw a hot dog. What do you mean?
Throw
a hot dog in a bag. I'm sorry, miss.
Grapes.
I'm sorry, miss.
Yeah.
Your Gucci suitcase here. I'm sorry. We're going to throw a hot dog in here.
Out.
Yeah. We throw your underwear everywhere. Yeah. Let me put these over here. Throw these everywhere. Hot dog in there. Catch the raccoon. No. Zip it up. Lock. Boom. Done.
All right. You got a plan.
Yeah.
Spirit Airlines says it's working with a professional wildlife control company to make sure their raccoon problem.
This guy drunk now?
What happened to this guy? Yeah, I agree. What did happen?
He had a couple of Bloody Marys in the morning.
Let's hear it again.
Spirit Airlines says it's working with a professional wildlife control company to make sure their raccoon problem does not return.
Okay.
I think he's also had a problem with Spirit Airlines. He was doing a voice. He was doing a voice for the representatives of Spirit. Yeah. He also had that cross-country flight.
He's had a bad interaction. Yeah.
He does sound a little bit like Joshua Adams.
He does sound a little bit like Joshua Adams / Sean.
I'm CEO and founder of Cosplayer Nation.
Oops.
Hold on a second. Is that a raccoon chirp?
Spirit Airlines says it's working with a professional wildlife control company to make sure their raccoon problem does not return.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
You know, I had a raccoon in my ceiling once.
Careful, bud. Where are you going to go?
He doesn't like Liz, though. He just steamrolled. He steamrolled right past Liz.
No, he's not a fan.
Can you imagine? He's like, I go to my ceiling.
I had one once.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I had a raccoon in my ceiling once. It was not a pleasant experience.
That's what they all say. Yeah, that's it. That's the story.
That's it. All you got there? Raccoon was living in your house. What kind of home do you keep? What's going on in your house?
Not good.
You know, I had a raccoon in my ceiling once. it was not a pleasant experience.
For the same price of extra legroom, you can always...
Who's this guy?
I hope a raccoon's okay. Maybe they gave it a name or something.
Sorry, Liz.
Okay. It was on election night desk with like 15 people at it.
No, that's that guy who's like waiting to tell you it's going to rain tomorrow. And he's like, I got a couple thoughts on this raccoon story.
Classic sports guy at the end of the table.
Legroom joke. They're like, Crazy Dave's here to make a joke.
By the way, the Knicks lost in overtime. But let me give you a real quick take on the raccoons. She's like, we don't want this. The lady goes, she went from, I hope the raccoon's okay, to, do you think they gave it a name?
Yeah,
they named it. And then they euthanized it like Peanut the Squirrel. Took it right down.
Now, this is New York?
Yeah, well, LaGuardia.
You know what I'm saying? But my point is, a lot of times when we hear this bad banter on this, you know, local news.
Yeah, ABC 7.
Bismarck, North Dakota, and things like this. This is New York.
This is New York. ABC New York.
This is pretty much, outside of going national, this is as high as you can get. And this is what you get.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
Pretty good little story, though. Yeah.
LaGuardia Airport's newly minted reputation as one of the best in the country took a hit earlier this week when this happened.
All right.
It's also happened to me.
There you go. Yeah.
I lived with raccoons for many years in my home. Okay.
You know, I had a raccoon in my ceiling once. It was not a pleasant experience.
So like the same price of extra legroom, you can always...
Okay. Maybe they gave it a name or something.
Name? Guy was waiting for that legroom joke the whole time. He's like, come on. Wrap it up so I can do my legroom joke.
Too much B-roll. Oh, God, he's telling the story about the raccoon in his house again.
Spirit Airlines, right? He's like, all right, bud. Let's move along. What'd the Rangers do last night?
Yeah. Seriously. Okay, well, I did narrow it down. My official guess, I guess, was incorrect.
Double raccoons. No, you were kind of right. Yeah, critters.
Well,
you thought a toilet
that was like an honorable mention. Yeah, I thought it was going to be feces related. That's where I was guessing that was going.
Sorry. Okay. We'll get there.
But look, think of the strides LaGuardia's made to now, like, a raccoon running around in there. A wild critter running around in LaGuardia is now news.
Tonight, a man's desperate search for his beloved pet raccoon.
Well, we did that one a while ago.
I was going to say, years ago. The most recent one we had is the lady
fed too many of them.
That's what it was.
Yeah, she fed way too many of them.
Her home had been overrun by them.
Correct.
To the point where the neighbors are like, this is a bit much.
There's too many.
Okay.
Yep.
That was an emergency keep from madness. Your
had to do it.
We had to get that in. When you got stories like this, you got to get to them.